Hi, everyone, and thanks again for joining me here today as we continue to read through Scripture together. Isn't it so good to have the holy, the infallible, the inerrant Word of God in our hearts and minds today? We are reading through 1 Corinthians currently, and today we will read chapter 8. Now, if you recall back in chapter 7, Paul began a section of the letter to where he was addressing and giving counsel to the Corinthian saints per their request as they had written him, asking him for advice on various topics and relationships. And so in chapter 7, he began with the subject of marriage, and he gave them principles of marriage. He spoke to married couples in regards to things that should be true in their relationships. He also spoke to their vows and that they needed to keep their vows and they needed to treat their vows seriously. He also spoke to living according to the calling that God has given each one of us. And finally, he spoke to the unmarried and the widows as he concluded the chapter. And so now in chapter 8, he's talking about a second subject. For the Corinthian saints had also asked him about things regarding those things being offered to idols. And so hear now the very word of God as he gives them counsel on that very subject. Now concerning things offered to idols, we know that we all have knowledge. Knowledge puffs up, but love edifies. And if anyone thinks that he knows anything, he knows nothing yet as he ought to know. But if anyone loves God, this one is known by him. Therefore, concerning the eating of things offered to idols, we know that an idol is nothing in the world, and that there is no other God but one. For even if there are so-called gods, whether in heaven or on earth, as there are many gods and many lords, yet for us there is one God, the Father, of whom are all things, and we for him, and one Lord Jesus Christ, through whom are all things, and through whom we live. However, there is not in everyone that knowledge. For some, with consciousness of the idol, until now eat it as a thing offered to an idol, and their conscience, being weak, is defiled. But food does not commend us to God, for neither if we eat are we the better, nor if we do not eat are we the worse. But beware, lest somehow this liberty of yours becomes a stumbling block to those who are weak. For if anyone sees you who have knowledge eating in an idol's temple, will not the conscience of him who is weak be emboldened to eat those things offered to idols? And because of your knowledge shall the weak brother perish for whom Christ died? But when you thus sin against the brethren and wound their weak conscience, you sin against Christ. Therefore, if food makes my brother stumble, I will never again eat meat, lest I make my brother stumble. Amen. Thus far, the reading of God's holy word from chapter 8. May God add his blessing to the reading of his word to us. I hope you'll join me next time as we continue to read through chapter 9. God bless you and your day. Take care, and we'll see you then.